Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. How many of you were here last Sunday evening, dinner in the fellowship hall? How many of you were here for that? If you remember, I think it was Phyllis. Phyllis, are you the one who read the devotion?
Carla.
Who?
Carla.
You read the devotion. Okay. The devotion was wonderful, and it had to do with colorful socks. And so I just wanted to let you all know that your pastor,
and these are my Christmas socks.
I'm wearing a couple weeks early. But just because I remembered that last week, I thought, you know, yeah, that's pretty good deal. Also this week, if you were here last week, you know we had a Christmas present. It wasn't really a Christmas present, it was an Advent present. All right? Well, this is the second week of Advent. And
this week we talk about hope. And
one of the things I want to know is, what do you hope for Christmas? What do you hope to get? What?
A
bike. Huh?
A bike.
Yeah? What do you hope to get?
A motorcycle.
Oh, really? Everybody got a special present they hope to get? Yeah? Do you think you're going to get it?
Yeah.
Well, at least you hope so, right? Yeah. Well, we have an Advent present here. What do you hope is in here?
An ornament.
An ornament? No. Well, maybe. I don't know. What do you hope is in here? An Xbox?
No.
No? It's too little. Yeah, it's too little. What do you hope is in here?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah. Who'd like to open it?
I need me.
You want to open it, sweetie? You want to open the present? No. Would you like to open that? Why don't you go ahead and open that for us? See what's in there. And I learned a couple of years ago, quit putting so much tape on these things because it takes too long to open them up. Well, you're right. It is a box. What's in the box? Okay. Let's see what's in there. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it is another ornament.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's when Jesus was born.
Yeah, it is. It's when Jesus was born.
It's a major scene.
Yeah. Kind of like the one we have out in front of the church, hey, Isabel?
Yeah.
But yeah. Bigger. Yeah, there's Mary and there's Joseph. And since it's carved out of wood and it's so small, it's really hard to see. But Jesus is right there in the manger in the middle of them. What's this got to do with hope? Today we talk about hope. What's this got to do with hope? Do you know? Mm. What?
At Jesus' birthday.
Yeah. Jesus was born to save us from our sins. There's a song called "The Little Town of Bethlehem," and we sing, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." The hopes and fears of all people. And people, what we hope for most is that God would forgive our sins and that God would bring us into heaven with him forever. Is that where that goes?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I hope it stays there. Yeah, we have hope in Jesus because Jesus was born. We can't forget that he was just because he was born, it was cute and there was another baby in the world. Jesus was born to give his life for us. Jesus was born so that our sins would be forgiven. So that we would have hope. Yeah, why don't we put all that wrapping paper in this box? That would be a... There we go. Thank you. Because I hope that I don't make such a big mess that whoever cleans the church doesn't say that rascal pastor of ours. Yeah, so, you know, let's pray and let's give thanks to God for the hope that we have in Jesus. Not just because he was born in Bethlehem, but because he gave his life for us and because God raised him, we know that we too will be raised, okay? And that is our hope, all right? Let's pray. And holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks for the birth of your son, Jesus. We give you thanks that as he lived his life, he took upon himself our sin and he died for our sake. Yet you raised him to new life. We give you thanks that through him we have hope for new life. And in all of this, we pray in his most holy name, and all the people of God said, Amen. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.